Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Justin Thornley with the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show. This is going to be taking place June 23rd through the 24th out in Farron. They have, however, extended the deadline to June 15th. We'll talk more about that. We're going to talk about, you know, we've kind of missed out on livestock shows the last two or three years, starting to get back to a little bit of normal. We're going to talk about that and then the events and all everything that's going to kind of go into this livestock show. So, Justin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's dive right into this. Now, we were talking off the air briefly, and you said, you know, you are the ag teacher at the school, so it kind of goes hand in hand with this, and your kids have been involved in livestock shows. So let's talk for a moment about really, you know, what goes into a livestock show, what kids, as far as, you know, what they take away with them, as far as, you know, respect, discipline, those kinds of things.
Right. Like you said, I'm the ag teacher at Emory High School, and so part of my duties are to, you know, teach agriculture and responsibility, and, you know, through the livestock shows, kids have an opportunity to start their project clear back. You know, some of these kids are starting their project last year to get ready for this event, and so, you know, it gives kids a great opportunity to learn some responsibility and money management. You know, you have to feed your animals every day, and some kids, you know, need that responsibility and that learning curve right there.
You know, and that's another thing that a lot of kids, you know, I want a pony or I want to do this or I want to do that. They don't really realize the costs that are involved in taking care of an animal, do they?
Right.
And this kind of shows them and teaches them that. So what kinds of things are we looking forward to at the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show?
Yeah, so we're going to start on June 23rd. We're going to weigh in at 10 o'clock, and then the actual show will start around 2. But there's two different events that is basically going on where we'll judge a showmanship contest, and then we'll judge a market contest. So in the showmanship contest, the judge is looking for how the kid has trained their animal, how they present their project. They're looking for a lot of different things, and you can tell if kids have worked with their animals or if they haven't. And so that's basically the showmanship contest is how they're judging how the kid reacts with their animal. And then in the market classes, we're more looking on the quality characteristics of the market type animal. So we're looking for meat characteristics, obviously, in a market animal. And that's what the judge is looking for. So those are the two different events. We're also hosting a peewee contest that's new this year. So for the regular show, you have to be at least in the third grade or just finish the third grade. And for the peewee show this year, we're letting some kids that are turning 6 this year start with a little bit of a mini showmanship contest in the different events. And we have prizes for those kids, too. So that's kind of the schedule for events is the showmanship and a market classes.
Okay. And I just have a really quick question because, you know, the one thing that this kind of springs to mind, when you talk about the market classes and the market competition, are there like certain characteristics that you guys look for in every breed or in those kinds of things, or is it just kind of, you know, a blanket one for say all cattle or all, you know, pigs or something like that?
Right. So most of the livestock animals that we're showing nowadays are a lot of crossbreeds. So there's some individual characteristics that we try to bring in from different breeds and combine them all together to kind of get the perfect animal. So a lot of the species, you'll see some crossbreeds. However, you know, you're generally looking for general characteristics. You know, on a pig, you want a long-bodied pig because you're going to have a longer length of loin and more bacon, which is always good. So, there's some characteristics that we look for in all market animals, and then there's some characteristics that are a little bit more breed specific that we try to emphasize as well.
Okay. And a lot of these livestock shows, when they do this, afterwards, the animals, some of them are for sale. Is that this kind of livestock show or no?
No. So this is just a jackpot show. So all the animals will be going home with the kids after the end of this show. So the whole point of us creating this livestock show was to give kids an extra opportunity to try to show off their projects and learn a little bit more about showmanship and how to do that. So we have just prizes. And then most of the kids who are signed up for this show are also signed up for the Southeastern Utah Junior Livestock Show that is the second week of July this year. And they have an auction at the end of that show. So this is just a jackpot, though, where kids can compete for prizes. We have 49 buckle sponsors to give away at our livestock show this year.
And really, and that's what I was going to, that's where this was kind of headed is, you know, these things don't just happen. You've got to have some great sponsors. And who are some of your big sponsors this time around?
Right. So we have a lot of local sponsors. So this is only a local show, so kids have to be from Carbon or Emery counties. And some of our big sponsors have been the county commissioners from both ends. They're awesome to help support us, and they've sponsored a lot of those 49 belt buckles. JN Auto also bought all of the belt buckles for the Pee Wee Show. And then the UMWA 2176 bought all of our T-shirts for the Pee Wee Contest. And then just lots of individuals. We tried to pick up some little businesses and little individuals who just wanted to support some kids. So tons of sponsors. We have a sponsor banner that will be up at the show that everyone can take a look and say thank you to all of our great sponsors for the show.
All right. So once again, you have extended the deadline to register for this one by June 15th. What's the best, easiest way for people to register for this event?
Okay, so we have flyers all over both ends of the counties that has a QR code that'll send you to a Google form. We also have a Facebook page that you can look up. It's Castle Country Junior Livestock Show. There's a link to sign up on there.
Okay, and once again, this is the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show going on June 23rd and 24th out there in Farron. What times are we starting, and if people wanted to just come out and observe and those kinds of things?
Right, so the show on Thursday the 23rd, the show will start around 2 o'clock and go into the evening. I think we start with goats and we'll end with pigs when it cools down a little bit. And then Friday we actually start at 7 a.m. with the hog contest, and we should be done about 2 or 3 o'clock on Friday.
All right, once again, Justin Thornley with the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show. If anybody has any questions, can they reach out to you, and what would your phone number be?
Yeah, they can reach out to me. My phone number is 435-749-9268.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.